As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast Summer Series. Today we are going to talk about my four classroom pet peeves and how to avoid them. I feel like I've talked about these pet peeves before, probably in my unpopular opinion series on previous summers, but I'm just going to talk about them again because these are things that truly drive me nuts. And actually, I'd love to know if these things drive you nuts too. Head over to Instagram or TikTok because I'm going to talk about these things there as well and let me know if these things bug you also because you guys... they drive me crazy. Okay, number one, classroom pet peeves. This is kind of the be-all, end-all for me. Actually, not one and two maybe are tied. Undoing work in front of the student. And I tell you, I see this all the time. And I kind of want to pull my hair out. And I don't say anything when it happens because I'm polite and nice when I'm in someone else's room. But I kind of want to scream. So let me paint the picture. A student is sitting doing a work task. Let's say they're sorting coins. They're sorting pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. They spend 5-10 minutes sorting all the coins. Teacher para comes over, says, "Great job. You did great." They, you know, maybe get a token. And then what happens? The teacher dumps all of the little cups that have the coins back in the big bin right in front of them. Ugh, you guys. And it's like just showing the child, like, this meant nothing. This was pointless. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I get it. You're like trying to be efficient. Maybe another kid's supposed to use that task. But at least turn around. Like, I mean, my God. So why I don't like this is because you are literally showing a child that this work is not useful, that there's no point to this. And they spent time and energy doing that. Like, if you spent time and energy doing something and then someone undid it right in front of you, how would you feel? You would feel frustrated, right? So we don't want our kids to feel frustrated. The solution to this, how we avoid this, is by having enough independent work tasks. And this is not the popular answer. But I talk a ton about creating a really streamlined, effective, independent work system. To me, the goal in a really great independent work system is that one task box, this task box that's sorting coins, on the day that Johnny's doing it, no one else has to do that task box that day. Someone's going to do that task box tomorrow. Johnny's doing it on Monday, and tomorrow Charlie's going to do it. But no one else is doing it on Monday, only Johnny. And the reason I'm kind of strict about that is for this reason, because most classrooms are short-staffed. they don't have enough staff to redo task boxes in the middle of the day, typically. So if there's not enough time to redo task boxes during the day and it's assigned to another kid, then we get this, you know, what happens? We redo it right in front of the kid because we're like, shoot, it's assigned to Charlie. Let me real quick reset it so Charlie can do it. Right? We're not doing this on purpose. I get that. It's because we don't have enough materials. We don't have enough staff. We're just like, okay, I got to have this kid do it real quick. You need enough task boxes that it's not being reused that day. And if that feels overwhelming, I want you to take a second and think about truly, truly how easy it is to make task boxes. I promise you, you can make task boxes with things that are already in your classroom, your house, your recycling bin. Quick trip to the Dollar Tree and spending like $30, $20, and you know, a few maybe items on TPT, a few worksheets that you can laminate and make into things. And you got a whole task box system with plenty of activities. So redoing it in front of them, pet peeve, no thanks. Number two, and this one's tied, work in materials and toys that are not age appropriate. I spent most of my time teaching in a junior high classroom, fifth through eighth. So fifth through eighth, you know, we're getting older. We've got 14-year-olds. And I've kind of wrestled with this topic for a while because it's hard. If you teach junior high, high school in transition, you know this is hard. When I taught junior high, most of my kids were working at a more foundational skill level, meaning they're 14, but they're working at maybe first, second grade level content. And it was really, really hard to find work that was appropriate for them. You know, a lot of back then, I'm dating myself, every worksheet had like a butterfly with a sunshiny face that said, you know, kindergarten on it. And that was really what led me to creating curriculum because I was trying to make things that were age appropriate for my older students, but was still working on foundational level skills. I feel like now it is easier to find age appropriate level content. So take the time and find that age appropriate level content for those older kids. We don't want, I talk about this a lot, sorting the little colored teddy bears into the little colored cups when you're 15 years old. Sorting by color is a great skill, but sort paper clips by color, sort socks by color, sort envelopes by color, sort something that's more age appropriate and not a preschool level toy.
Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites. Made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls with 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and higher fiber options, so your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, caveat to this. Let's talk about reinforcers, because this is where it's going to be a little different. Now, reinforcers are individual to each person, right? I talk a lot about how I like Bravo, I like Starbucks. Those are my individual reinforcers. Those are unique to me. Now, you may look at me and be like, wow, Bravo, that's like trashy TV. And you're absolutely right. It is. But I might look at you that watches Law and Order and I'm like, you're just watching a show about murder. That's weird. That's you, right? You're allowed to like what you like. That's really the same thing with our kids. And I think we want to remember that when it comes to reinforcers and separate out academic work and classroom manipulatives from reinforcers. Academic work and classroom manipulatives and things that we're using as teaching tools need to be age appropriate for junior high, high school transition classrooms. They need to be on par with their age level. Reinforcers, we're gonna allow our students to be who they are. If they are 15 years old and they are obsessed with Elsa and Anna from Frozen? Do you? Be obsessed with Elsa and Anna from Frozen. That's your unique interest. And I am not going to tell you to not be obsessed with Elsa and Anna from Frozen, because actually Frozen is a really great movie. Okay? Great. Do it. So that's, I think, where we want to be careful, because we're not going to tell any child, any teenager, any adult, really, when our kids are in a transition program, what they should and shouldn't like. You know, you want to be obsessed with a Disney movie as an adult, that's totally okay. If you've ever been to Disneyland, half of the people there are adults without kids. It's totally fine, right? So I think that's where we want to tread carefully, is the difference between school supports, academic supports, and reinforcers, because those two are different things. All right, soapbox speech over. Number three, my classroom pet peeves. Classroom pet peeve is when a paraprofessional is not fully integrated into the classroom team, meaning the paraprofessional is utilized to redo task bins, to run kids to and from inclusion classes, and to kind of just be like more of like an assistant in the classroom and not an educator in the classroom. To me, when a paraprofessional is assigned to a classroom, they are there to really help educate. They should be fully integrated into that team. They should be collecting data. They should be running programs. They should be up to date on behavior plans. They are there on the front lines. So I want them up to date on everything. I want them involved in everything. Yes, the teacher is that leader, and they're setting up those data programs, and they're setting up those instructional programs, but the para is a full member of that team involved in all of that. And I know that's tricky when staff changes happen a lot. We're short-staffed, but as much as you can, make sure that team member is fully integrated. And number four, this is probably a really big pet peeve too, over-prompting. And I know over-prompting doesn't happen on purpose. No one wakes up on a Monday morning thinking, you know what? I'm going to over-prompt today. No. Over-prompting happens because we're busy. And honestly, some of the hardest working teachers and paraprofessionals I know are honestly the ones that are guilty of over-prompting, because they're just trying to get stuff done. I mean, I literally do trainings on prompting and things like this for a living, and I find myself putting on my 7-year-old's pants, and I'm like, what am I doing here? And it's because I'm just rushing, right? Like, it's like, we're late for school, let me put your pants on, because I'm running late, right? And that same thing in our class. We've got a lot done, so we're over-prompting. So be aware of that. The solution and how to avoid over-prompting, and you're not going to like this answer, is data. When you take data on how much you prompt, you are aware of it. You're like, oh, wow, I prompted 20 times in that activity. I prompted 15 times during that transition. You're not aware of that when you're doing it. When you're giving 15 prompts during one transition, you're not really aware. But when you're using a click counter and you're clicking every time you give a prompt, and then you look at the click counter and you're like, oh, wow, 15? I guess I was prompting too much. So be aware of that and get on the same page with your team about your goal about reducing prompting, so your students are more independent. All right, those are my four classroom pet peeves. See you next week for our summer series.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.